Communicate with the navigator. How do you determine what purpose he has planned uniquely and especially for you? Well, very simply, you communicate with him.
How do you communicate with the navigator?
The best way is by simply talking with him, the same way you'd talk with your father or grandfather. We have a word for this communication, prayer.
Don't let that word startle you.
I've searched my mind for a euphemism, another word that isn't so, shall we say, unnerving, conceding that we are living in a society that is hypersensitive to political correctness. These days we've become so gun-shy we bolt from anything that smacks of religion. In fact, you could be asking, should I drop this book here now? I don't want to read a religious book. Well, this one isn't. It's spiritual, hopefully inspiring, but it's not religious. Here's what I want you to do. Remind yourself that this book is not written by Einstein, nor Billy Graham. It's written by me, one of the fathers of Schoolhouse Rock, a guy who brought you TV cartoons on Saturday morning. So how theologically heady can this book be? Okay, regarding that little word we're discussing, to be completely honest, I can't conjure up a different word from the English language other than prayer to express what I want to say. Moreover, prayer is not just a word we use in English. It's a concept integral to every faith and probably every language. So, I hope you're in accord. In the absence of a suitable substitute, the word prayer is a perfectly fine choice. Let us therefore boldly welcome it right up to our lips, along with expressions like talk, speak, or chat. And let's get to a story. Programming her personal GPS by chatting with the navigator through prayer is exactly what Carla did. Let's let her story exemplify the concept.
Carla's chat.
It seemed perfectly plausible when Carla's friend called looking for support. Alice was trying to have a baby and she wanted me to come to her apartment while she took the home pregnancy test, she remembers. But when she got to her friend's place, Carla learned that Alice had purchased two pregnancy tests, one for herself and the other as a control for Carla to administer. Sure, why not? Replied Carla, glad to help out. Well, one of the tests indicated a positive result, and the other did not. But we were confused and surprised, said Carla, because the positive one was mine. The two women rushed back to the pharmacy, purchased two more tests, and repeated the procedure. The results were the same. I quickly called my OBGYN, explains Carla, who took me in for an examination that very afternoon. He did an ultrasound, and sure enough, there was the little tyke. Carla's emotions took off like a roller coaster. The surprise of discovering her pregnancy at a time when her life was already filled with turmoil ushered in all kinds of uncertainties, contrasted with the unexpected joy that she was going to have a baby. During the next few days, she began to worry and doubt if she was worthy of being a mother. She started cramping and bleeding. Worried, she rushed back to the doctor's office. The ultrasound was repeated, but tragically, what was revealed on the screen was a shock. She had lost her baby. I was devastated, whispers Carla. The sadness was so overwhelming that she could hardly comprehend what the doctor was telling her to do, to come back in a couple of days and have a D&C procedure to prevent infection. Carla returned home. Her cloak of grief drew tightly around her.